Well, the eagerly awaited Hurling League of 2021 gets underway on Saturday evening at the Gaelic Grounds as Tipperary take on Limerick. Ken Hogan and myself, Stephen Gleeson, will be live from the Gaelic Grounds for that game. And ahead of the match, I spoke to Liam Sheedy, the Tipperary manager. The news this week is that Shamey Cannon is set to miss the early season games with a back injury. But that does, of course, create an opening on the team for someone else for Saturday evening's fixture. And that team will be announced on Tip FM on Friday evening. And also as part of that team announcement, the 2021 hurling captain for Tipperary will be announced. Liam Sheedy said they will focus on the captaincy issue this week.
Yeah, so, you know, we haven't really thought about it because it's something we have to fixate on this week. You know, and we might, you know, we have, Shamey's probably the one that's carrying a bit of a knock. So, you know, as I said, it's something that we said we'd confirm before the league, but we'll probably confirm the captaincy plans as part of our first league team. It's just that with all that's going on and trying to get lads back in and see where lads are at, we said that, look, you know, we'll probably call it later on this week. So that decision will be made, I'd say, as part of the announcement of the team on Friday. We'll probably announce the captaincy for the year ahead as well. Shamey won't make it. Shamey has a few more weeks. You know, he's doing really well with his rehab. He's had an issue for a number of years, and it's just about load management more than anything else. So, but he's probably just got a few more weeks to go. But we're very happy with his progress. And look, in fairness, you know, Brendan Murphy and Paddy and Connor, the two physios, have a really close eye on it. So, look, we have a few niggles, whether they'll make it or not. But look, thankfully, I suppose, like, you know, Shamey and Billy McCarthy are the two that are really at the side of the pitch. Paul Maher has given the hamstring a tear, so he's. Look, overall, when you look at the panel, and look, in fairness to Billy, he's making great strides, but there's a little bit more time involved there as well. But Billy, I would say, is probably more of a July play, I would say. But again, in fairness to him, he's so committed, and he's really, really disciplined around his rehab. But you know, he's simply just not on our radar for the league, and we just he's powering on the sideline doing all the straight line stuff. But you know, he's not into contact yet. But certainly, he's making great progress, and you know, certainly, you know, for Billy's sake, I mean, to have got the second knockback, I think it shows the mental strength and the character of this guy. And you know, so overall, I would say it's a healthy picture. And what I'm trying to manage in the early stages of when you get back in is not to push too hard and try and ramp it up too quick, because you don't want to end up having half a dozen guys breaking down. And I'm very conscious of that over the last 2 weeks.
Well, the game is live this Saturday evening on Tip FM, and Tip are in a really good place ahead of the match. The players have worked away on their own and are ready to take on the All-Ireland champions.
I don't think there can be any bad result on Saturday night for us. I mean, ultimately, we're playing the best team in the country. You know, I think they're even money favourites for the for the championship. So they're there for a reason. I mean, they've taken a lot of cups over the last 3 years, and you know, they're a fine side. But for us, like, it's great to get an opportunity to go into Limerick and pit ourselves early on, and just, you know, if there's a few lads that were wondering where they might sit in terms of our overall thoughts and plans, this is an opportunity. But certainly, no matter what the outcome, I'm very happy with the squad I have. I'm very happy with the team I have. I think we'll get great preparation over the course of the league. You know, it will be an opportunity for me to see some new faces and understand exactly what the makeup of my panel is. And ultimately, you want to get to the middle of June and have a fair sense of what your championship lineup is. So I think it's a great draw. They've raised the bar, no question. They were outstanding champions last year across all competitions. So. That's what you face into, but I think, isn't that the beauty of sport? These are the matches you want to be playing, and for us to get a chance to do that early on, to really understand where we, you know, if you want to find out where you're at, you know, what better way to find out? So I see no downside. We're just really, really looking forward to going in, getting back into a competitive game, and as I said, it really is a great stepping stone to get on the journey as we kick off 2021. You know, in fairness to the lads, they were very, very good over the 14 weeks. It's not easy, you know, following away on your own. But there's probably pluses to it, and you know, I'd certainly be a fan of giving some space for individual preparation in any new schedule. I think it's worth considering, actually. Because, like, you know, if you take, and Shane will know this well, from, like, you take Bonner, if he's living in Lura and he's driving up and down to Turles three times a week. I mean, if there's 6 or 7 weeks there where, you know, they can all train on a Thursday, but they can decide whether their schedule suits that, you know, they're working late or they're not starting to, or they're out early, whatever it is. But actually, I think there could potentially be space for a bit of individual preparation in the calendar and then coming back in later. Because, look, You know, we're probably obviously from a team perspective, you'd be a bit behind the curve. But, you know, the lads have really enjoyed. You give them the space, you trust them to do the work on their own. And it's not as hard on them having to drive the roads. You probably save 10 hours plus in driving over the course of a week. And that's a lot. Tipperary is a big county. So I think definitely from that perspective, I think that's been the plus of it. But look, delighted we're getting the five league matches because, you know, the reality is it'll take us a while to get up to the team piece and the team aspect and building that side of your game, because you know you can't go too hard at it when you bring them back either, because you're conscious they haven't been in, you know, the hustle and bustle and the contact over the last 5 or 6 weeks. So it's a new experience, and you know, I think, you know, we would feel there's a danger that if you go straight into it hammering tongs, you know, you could end up with a lot of injured guys. So we're trying to time it, and it probably means that, you know, as you said, it's probably a slower build of what it would be previously, a week or two out from your league. But I think that's the right approach, because look, you know, we have, I know internal matches are fine, but you'd love to have played a challenge match or two to just really understand where things are at, and you know, play a different opposition. But you know, as I said, the fact that we've got five league games and then a run into the championship, it's a nice build up.
Liam, you've only got a few weeks on the field with the lads before you're straight into the matches. Do they have a chance to impress you, really? You know, the likes of Valentine and Darcy, those lads.
Look, in fairness, you know, there's a, you know, it's I would say overall the panel are really, really committed, and there's a really good attitude around the place. But as you said, it's, you know, when you've got, you know, 35 guys in the pitch, you know, it's hard, because, you know, you're trying to do it at a level that where it's not too high powered. So I would say it's early days. All I would say, Stephen, is that for everybody that's in there, the way they carry themselves over the individual preparation and the way they've gone about their business since we've come back in over the 2 weeks is exceptional. And I'm really, really happy with the bunch that we've gathered together. They certainly are, you know, wearing that jersey. You know, they really take pride in that crest, and they're doing everything they can. You know, I'd be hugely impressed with the way, as I said, they embrace the individual work and just come back in bouncing. They were mad to get back in collective. So, but look, as I said, it's very, very early days. You know, it's probably hard to gauge yet. It's probably not too often you go into your first match in the league, and it's sort of an unknown quantity. But the reality is, it is really. It's a bit of an unknown quantity, but you know, we could be pleasantly surprised too. So we're just really looking forward, I suppose, to understand where we're at. Come the first week in May, and then we start to build up for ultimately what will be a championship that starts in July.
I suppose when they're back in training like that, they've done it all, the ball wall, whatever else, but when they get a hard shoulder and a hurley comes across them, you know, there's that potential in a player to go 100%. So, like, have you a fear that there will be a lot of injuries, not just with Tip, but with other teams with just such a short game time lay-in?
You know, you see, you're trying to get the balance right between, you know, doing enough work where you're match ready, and equally not pressing the overload button where they actually break down because you're pushing them too hard too quick. So, you know, we're all the time tying with that in terms of, you know, what I suppose we have a level that we push training to, and it might be certain nights we'll push it to an 8 or 9, it might be other nights dimmer we go to 4 or 5. And I think you've got to do that to try and manage the overall load. That might mean that, you know, you'll come up a team that's trained consistently for 3 weeks at 8 or 9. They haven't got any injuries and it's worked out for them. But so look, you know, it's new territory for us. You know, generally we wouldn't have a situation where it would be that tight. But look, isn't it great? You know, as I said, the evenings are getting longer. The dry ball is in. I don't care what colour it is. We're just really, really looking forward to getting into action and really getting a sense of where we're at. And look, as I said, the young lads are older. The older guys are, as I'd say, they're as fit now as they've ever been. Their conditioning has been exceptional the way they've put it in. The middle group, we all know what they're capable of when they're on form. So, as I said, excited is probably how I'd use it. And it's my job now to try and make sure we keep everyone primed and ready for what is a league campaign, and that we get a good sense of what the strength of the overall group is. And that should lead us in nicely then into a championship 2021.
Does the league have a feel of challenge matches for you, or, you know, what type of thing? Because, I mean, there's no clear league winner unless they meet in a separate competition.
Yeah, I think, but look, you know, the lads are medical for the matches. You know, they're like, that's why they train. I mean, like, the only reason they done all those weeks preparation on their own individually was so that they could get back in collective and play together. So they place a huge emphasis on getting out and putting on the jersey and representing the county. So that's what they get a chance to do. You know, would you have liked to have had another another week or two, of course you would you have liked to have had a challenge match or two, of course you would, but we're on the same boat, and for us, like, it's just really, really great to be getting back out on the pitch next Saturday evening. And you know, I'm really excited about the fact that we're going in to play the All-Ireland champions in their own backyard, and it'll be a really good sense of where this team is at right now, because you know, we're still a long ways out from when it gets really serious. And I think now is a lovely time to find out, you know, how are some of these younger guys doing? How are we at overall? And what's the structure of the team and how are we shaping up?
It was up in the Gaelic grounds last year that we bowed out of the championship. And like, you probably haven't been at a match since, really. So I presume there's a real bite there to start off and really show Limerick what we can do.
Yeah, look, there is. But to be honest with you, you know, it's not about the opposition either. You know, we're not really hung up on the opposition next weekend. For us, it's about, you know, what we can bring. And like, all we're focused on really is ourselves. And look, you know, I felt some of our patches of our play against Galway that day was good and was solid. And a small little thing might have got us through and into the last four. But ultimately, we didn't really find a level of consistency over our play that we'd be hoping to find in last year's championship. So, you know, we're not in the excuses business. We're not, you know, we can't look back. We simply got to fire on and look forward. And, you know, this group are just really committed and really giving it everything. So, you know, and I think we, you know, we feel there's another level that we can play to in this team. I know, and we know we'll have to if we're going to be competitive in this championship. But so that's the challenge, and we're certainly relishing that challenge.
It kind of felt last year like you just didn't know your best team, because you had, we'll say, Sean O'Brien starting one day, John Mark came on, we didn't see him in the game after that. Like, is that something you want to have right by the time the championship comes this year, that you know, this is my team and these are my subs?
And look, I mean, preparation was strange because, you know, you wouldn't have a situation, like, it was literally, you know, match after match, but also we had a very, very tough club campaign, which does no doubt played impact. And with some of our players then with clubs where they were probably carrying knocks and never really, they came into me nearly broken down, and it was just too short a time for me to try and get them right. So look, I'm not making excuses. We were simply, you know, below the curve last year and below our expectation, and we have a chance to put that right now. And as I said, I couldn't be happier in terms of how the boys have applied themselves before they came in and how they're applying them since they came in. So we're up and running, as the fella says. You know, we're not in fifth gear right now, nor would you expect to be after 2 weeks training. But we're certainly up and running, and we certainly are. I'd be very happy, you know, where I have the group as of the end of April, or sorry, as it is, the 1st of May. I would be really happy where the group were at on the 1st of May. That's all I do know right now. We know match played, but I'd be very happy where the group was at.
So will you have the team, we'll say, working towards the championship, working hard in training over the course of the league? Or will you ease off for the league?
It's a fine balance, because, you know, you're going to play 70 or 80 minutes of action next Saturday night. Then you're going to get a week, and then you're going to play another 70 or 80 minutes of action the following week in Cork. And then you get another week, and you're going to play another 70 or 80 minutes of a match against Galway. So, like, the matches are coming fast and tick. So, again, we have to try and time it and prepare it so as that we don't overload some of our players. And also, we don't, you know, you can't murder them during the week and expect them to go out and play 80 minutes again at the weekend. So, you know, trying to balance all that is a lovely headache to have. As I said, we've got three matches, 1 week after the next week after the next week. And I would imagine I'd have a really good sense of this group and my panel at the end of those three matches before we head into a week's break and then there's two more.
Yeah, so like, with Limerick, you're just placing as much emphasis on this game as you will on the next league game, you know, depending on the opposition. So we mightn't see the tip team until day one of the championship.
No, and I think you shouldn't. Like, I mean, I don't know the tip team for the championship, and I shouldn't. And I'm expecting that, you know, there'll be guys that will put their hands up over the course of this league and over the course of the training sessions throughout the league that will say, yeah, listen, you know, I'm putting my hand up. I want to be in there. So, you know, I think that's the beauty of it. You shouldn't know your championship team right now. I should have a fair idea of my championship team by the time I get to the end of the league, and then it's all systems go for the championship. But our focus simply is on next Saturday evening. We'll take it match by match, week by week. Love going in training. Love getting the best out of ourselves. And let's see where it takes us. You know, as I said, it's exciting, the fact that, you know, as I said, they've come in, they're in such great shape and they're in such great form. And I'm not talking about hurling form now, I'm talking about personal form, and just, you know, delighted to be back in around the squad and around the group.
What about the new changes, Liam, that we're seeing with hurling, the knock on from cynical play? Do you think that rule changes are good or bad, or just leave it as it
Well,
is?
then last year we nearly got penalty, wouldn't we? Actually, with Jamie, we could have won the match. So it might be a year too late, but no. But I think it raised a very valid point, because like 10 minutes, you see, like, we tried to play 20, 25 minutes last year without a player, and it's tough going. So 10 minutes with a player down, and potentially if it's a second yellow, the player won't be coming back, and he stays out. So I think that's going to be a different dynamic. But look, I think it will. It'll make defending, you'll really have to defend well, and you'll have to defend smart. So, like, it is certainly going to rule out any cynicism in the game, no question. So, we're well aware of what's required to be a defender in this league and championship in the year ahead. And so that will be an intriguing part of the game, because I'm sure there'll be tight calls. But certainly you don't want to be going down to 14 men or giving away penalties too often in any game against top class opposition.
You see, in football, it's kind of like chess almost, because the way it develops in football, it's like the backroom team becomes so important to make the right call at the right time in a match now.
Yeah, but I think, when you're going down to 14 as well, you need an awful lot of leadership and communication inside the white lines. And I'd be happy that there's as I said, there's a good experienced bunch there. But I think when you're down to 14, you've really got to be smart and be clever. But likewise, if you've got the extra man, 10 minutes goes very quick. You've got to be very smart and very clever how you use it as well. So I think, look, as I said, we don't make the rules. We just get a chance to play the game, and that's what we're most looking forward to.
Tipperary hurler Ronan Maher is all set to take the field against Limerick and is absolutely relishing the prospect of the 2021 hurling season.
It's great to be back in the dressing room around the boys. Great to see everybody back in the pitch together and training together, and lads are coming back in great nick. They're very fit. Obviously keeping on top of things on their own side. But things are coming around fairly quick. Limerick next Saturday. It's really exciting, and I suppose everybody's looking forward to that opener. It's going to be an exciting one, and I suppose Limerick being All-Ireland champions, it always brings great excitement. And they've been setting the mark for every other team in the country. They're a team to look up to at the minute, I suppose. You see them last year, even when they came back quick, like the rest of us, they just seem to be on top of things really well, and they're a very well organised team, and we'll just have to bring it to them and make sure we're on top of our game. I suppose being very organised as a team. But listen, we're really just looking forward to the challenge and to really being back on the field. Especially from my point of view, I'm looking forward to being just back on the field and getting games in. We have the advantage of 5 league games, which is huge, So that'll bring us back up to match pace fairly quick. But I'm sure when the ball is thrown in next Saturday night, it'll be an eye opener for everybody. The ball will be flying again,
Was it hard doing the training on your own, and was it hard staying motivated because you had no idea when you'd be playing, or you're looking at something in the distance that you can't see?
I suppose it was, Stephen. Yeah, but if we learned anything from last year, and if the team learned anything from last year, we knew it was going to be played at some stage. So I think when players came back in January this year, they had it kind of in the back of their head, because the government had said that we're probably going to go into another lockdown anyway. So I suppose all players had that at the back of their head. But like you said, it is tough going on your own. And I suppose when you're slogging there in January and February and on your own trying to keep on top of your fitness, it is tough going. But you always know that there's going to be an end line down the road, and you'll be meeting your team again. And when you meet them, you want to be on top of your fitness so that you can get straight into the hurling as quick as possible.
So how would you train? Would you train in the house, or would you have gone out running the roads, or what worked for you?
I suppose I was kind of going into the park inside in town there and trying to do a bit in the park field. I say there's goals and stuff there, so we're not too bad. But other than that, I suppose it's just been trying to fit in bike sessions on your own there, bike at home, and trying to do running sessions on the road and trying to just keep on top of your fitness, I suppose. And that's how I managed, and I don't know how other lads did, but it is really tough, and I won't lie, it was tough at times, but thankfully we're out the other side of it now.
Yeah, and when you're back in there straight away, then when you get back and get a hard shoulder, it is like a completely different game, really, from what you've practiced for.
Exactly, but it brings that bit of excitement. That's what we all want, and I know I do anyway, is getting back into that kind of match situation. So it is different, all right. You can be trained to run in gym all you like, but when you go back on the field, like I said, it's different. It's a different gravity.
When it comes to you, do you feel that it's say yourself, Jason Ford, these lads that have to become the leaders of the team now?
I suppose time is moving on, like, you know, and you're always looking for new leaders in the team. And I suppose as a team at the moment, we're all trying to stand up and be counted for it, you know. And I suppose everybody leads in their own different ways. Some lads are leaders on the field, some lads are leaders in the dressing room. But I suppose it's time now a few of us started stepping up to the mark, as say the likes of the older lads in the group have been around a while, and they shouldn't have that pressure on them the whole time, if you know what I mean. So I suppose everybody's has to be accounted for to be a leader in an inter-county setup nowadays.
Have you got into the match situation straight away, 15-on-15 or 7-on-7?
We've doing bits and pieces. Like we're only back a week and a half now, so I suppose it's trying to get the hurling back up sharp and stuff like that over the next couple of weeks now. And I suppose when the games come ticking fast, then we won't be long about getting up to match fitness, you know. So just keeping on top of things and bringing the sharpness back.
And that was Tipperary hurler Ronan Maher there. And before that, you heard the manager, Liam Sheedy. Well, the hurlers are in action this Saturday evening, a game you can hear live on Tip FM at 5:30 p.m. against Limerick. The following week, David Power's footballers get their campaign underway. And for manager David Power, he's absolutely delighted to be back on the training fields and ready for game time.
I think if we can have Jack Kennedy and Stephen O'Brien back fully fit, I don't know, that's keeping our middle third fairly strong. And then I'm hoping, there's a couple of other fellas, hopefully now there's a couple of young fellas can step up. And there's a lot of good fellas there, but it's really, I'm very conscious of the fact that we've a lot of, I suppose, if you're a young fella playing football in Tipperary under 21 down, they haven't had much success at minor and under 20, and I'm very conscious of that you can't just expect them to throw them into the National League. So we have to be wary. But in saying that, there is a couple of good young fellas there, so we just have to get the balance right. And we have Michael back as well. Michael made a huge difference when he came back last October, and he's really stepping up to the mark there, even that training over the last week too as well. So I think we've enough of flexibility in our team that we'll be able to change things up if we do have to.
This year, I suppose it's just going to be so fast. Like, how important is getting some sort of a big win on board early?
To be honest with you, the first game is massive. If we lose against Limerick, we're under pressure for the next two games. We have to win the next two games. So the Limerick game is going to be a huge game. And I think performance, it's really going to be about getting the result against Limerick. If you can get that result, you're going then in to a home game against Wicklow. You've only 14 days between the three matches. So starting off well is massive, to be honest with you, because if we don't do it, we're going to be putting ourselves under huge pressure for the rest of the campaign.
And every time that Tip go to play a team that's perceived as a weaker team, they just seem to struggle to win it. Yet you go up against a team that's way better than you on paper, and Tip seem to outperform. So, like, it is something with Limerick now that they've beaten you, you've beaten them. Where is it now?
These are things that we've been working hard over the last couple of months, in terms of we're facing into a campaign that we know we're going to be favourites for the first three matches anyway. But instead of fearing it, Stephen, we have to embrace it. And I think we have to take the confidence of what we did last year as well, and actually grow from it. The worst thing that can happen now is that we go backwards. And I know from talking to a lot of the players, they're even hungrier for more. So I think the first step is beating Limerick in 2 weeks' time. And I think that's the big thing. And I think if we could beat Limerick, it'd be set. It'd be answering that question to a lot of people as well. We have to start standing up to games where there's an expectation, and we have to embrace it.
How are you finding with them back in the field? Like, is it injury free, or is there niggly injuries immediately on contact?
Yeah, like there's been a couple of niggly injuries, and we just have to be careful. And it's tough. We've a couple of injuries, like nothing major, but it's just getting it's contact, and it's the twisting and turning. Now, we've been very fortunate, no serious hamstring injuries or anything like that, and that would have been the big fear, I suppose, going into this kind of schedule. And I know even the hurlers have a shorter run in, which, you know, this is tough going. You can't just, a lot of people might think you just can go onto a field and start playing again. It's not as simple as that. And so that's the big fear. And I think that's why I kind of find it hard to believe that we're not being allowed to play a challenge match for the coming week, because we'll say when you consider the hurlers are going to be out in the first round of the league, how come the football teams can't play a challenge match really beggars belief, to be honest with you. We're doing everything right. We have all the safety protocols in place, and a challenge match would be badly needed, because, as I said, you can feel that you're going well in training, but you still don't. You can't obviously say that you are, because you've nothing really to gauge it against.
Yeah, it going from 0 to 90 is a recipe for disaster, really, in terms of injuries.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm saying. I'm kind of fearing the first game against Limerick in terms of that, because it'll be our first competitive match. And look, I know every team is going to be in the same boat, but
it's going to favour the teams with a stronger panel, with more players.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. It's, look, to be honest with you, even these seven substitutes that are going to be coming out, that's going to be definitely coming into the championship, Stephen. Straight up, it's going to be suiting the bigger counties with the depth, and if you can make seven substitutions, if you're at the Kerrys and the Dublins, so that's only going to be suiting the stronger counties every day, you know. But at the same time, I do see, definitely for the league, I do see, because give or take, Stephen, we're fairly odd even team, so I think seven substitutions are fair. But come the championship, I don't know, is it that fair?
Is it worth a player's while making the effort to train all year to have one championship game potentially for 16 counties?
I would say the only thing I'd say on that, Stephen, is the league, definitely in the football, I know, like we'd say, the hurling is different because it's well split up. Don't you have the Christy Ring and the Laurie? Don't you have all the different divisions? But in the football, the league is a big, big thing to a lot of counties. And I know from our perspective, we're not looking past the league, because we are anxious. We want to get promoted and we want to get back up to Division 2. So I think the league is a big, big thing for us. And I know from talking to the other different managers that the league is important.
David Power all set there for their league opener against Limerick. Well, Tipperary captain Conor Sweeney is also back in business, and I spoke to Conor ahead of the league encounter.
Yeah, we definitely have to perform. That's going to be probably number one on the whiteboard there next week or whatever. We have to perform. We nearly lost the game last year because, number one, Limerick were good, and number two, we just weren't at it. I can't put my finger on it. Mentally, maybe we weren't 100%. I don't know why, but we weren't, and we almost got caught, you know. But we certainly didn't perform in that first half last year, and that's something that we look to rectify over the coming weeks, because, like I said there earlier on, Limerick are a good team. They're getting better every year, and if you give them a sniff at all, or if you give them oxygen, they'll only get better. And look, the last thing we want again in this league or in any game is to get drawn into a dogfight. So we need to hit the ground running in the first game of the league and see where that takes us. So I've no doubt Dave and the boys and ourselves in Turles will be working hard, you know, to kind of get that quick start against Limerick in the first round of the league, because it's going to be very important. And like I said, if we were to win the first game, look, you never know where teams could take you then, but it's vital you get off to a good start. And I suppose that happens above in Turles with preparation mentally and physically. So that's definitely what we'll be focusing in on now for the next 14 days, I would assume.
This year you're taking off as Munster champions. This time last year, you just were coming from a different place altogether. Is there, psychologically, has there been a change, or is it the same as ever? Or, you know, do you have this extra confidence now because of winning last year?
Things are pretty much the same in terms of like our attitude. Like, we're, nothing has changed with regards how hard we work or the amount of times we work or anything like that. But there's probably a little bit more belief within the side. There has to be, surely, you know. I think everyone, each player individually will probably have taken something from last year, because you can't beat winning for confidence. And you know, like, geez, there was a couple of years there where we went through the whole campaign without winning a match. Like, you know, we struggled to win championship matches there a couple of years ago. So it was a long time before, like last year, we had three championship wins in a row, you know, in Munster, and that hasn't happened in a long, long time. So winning just breeds confidence, and it creates a better atmosphere for everyone. So things haven't changed a whole pile, only that I'd say we're probably working as hard as we did last year, and hopefully that'll be enough now for the first few games. But I'd say every single player, Stephen, has probably taken something from last year, definitely. Because if you haven't, I mean, you know, what are we at, like, you know what I mean? So I'd expect everyone to just drive on now and push themselves a little bit more, and hopefully we can drive this whole thing forward.
Mm. Like the last few years between teams in Division 2, 3 and 4, it's been very hard to separate any of them. So, you know, on one given day, you'd say Tip are a Division 2 team. The next, you'd say they're a Division 4 team. Do you know, what's the story with it like? Is it just about consistency, or what's it all about?
I think it is, yeah. I think it's about that word, consistency. I don't know why, like, you know, I think we've said before on record that, like, we tend to play to the level of the opposition we're playing, but I don't think that's a good enough excuse. Like, you know, we go out there and you play Cork or Kerry or Mayo, and you tend to perform reasonably well, but you tend to play a team then that's in a lower ranked division, or they're seen to be a so-called weaker team than you, and all of a sudden your standards drop. I don't know why that is. There's a couple of professionals involved these days that might be able to help us along with that, like, but I don't know why it is. Maybe it's just a mental thing from our side of things. That's something we're going to have to deal with this year. And it's something we're trying to build in the squad, is that no matter who we're playing, that we always have the same level of standards, and that we always go out to try and start well and perform well and hopefully get the result, no matter where that's, you know, a league game in Division 3, or that's Munster Championship, or, you know, an All-Ireland quarterfinal or semi-final. It doesn't matter who you're playing. We need to get that consistency across the board, that we can deliver a performance week in, week out, no matter who we're playing, because ultimately that's been our downfall the last number of years, and you've seen that there yourselves. So that's definitely something we'll try and rectify this year if we can at all. And look, it's easier said than done, but we'll do our best anyway.
There's like obviously progress being made with David Power and his backroom team in there, but like, are you finding that this time in the field you have a chance to work on tactics to develop the way that the team plays, or is there enough time to develop that now, do you think?
There's not really. We 4 weeks, like, we've two done now, like, and you know, It's just about getting your hands in the ball as much as you possibly can in those 4 weeks, because physically we're not too bad, but you know, we've missed the ball so much over the last number of months. But listen, I think you just have to make do with the time you have, Stephen. It's very hard to fit everything in. We'd love another couple of weeks. We haven't watched any video analysis yet. You know what I mean? You can't indoors. That's just the reality of it at the moment. You can get things sent out to you on the phone or whatever, but it's, you know, it's small bits here and there, so the time is limited, and we're just trying to get as much ball into us as we possibly can. We need to get comfortable on the ball again, because you see, like, the first touch of some of the players now the last couple of weeks, we are a little bit rusty, and the reality is we don't have too much more time. We need to get up ahead of steam. So yeah, listen, probably ideally you'd want another couple of weeks, but listen, it is what it is. Everyone's in the same boat, and we're just going to have to adapt as much as we can. And I've no doubt we will. And yeah, hopefully, like I said, we can get off to a good start now in a couple of weeks.
And you just heard Conor Sweeney there, Tipperary captain, and before him, David Power, and then Ronan Maher, the Tip hurler. And before that, to start off this Tip FM pre-league audio, you heard Liam Sheedy. Hope you enjoyed listening, and stay tuned to Tip FM, where league games will be live, both openers against Limerick, on the horizon now. From me, Stephen Gleeson, thanks for listening.